Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yesterday after the show, I remembered that I left out a very, very important detail of the big Celebration thing that's coming up June 14th to celebrate Ace. You know me, Mister. I'm not living my life by a bunch of notes.
You're right.
Didn't have any notes, and I forgot this one part. So I'll cover that. We'll get into that coming up in a few minutes. But first, Lindsay had a kitchen nightmare Saturday night. Do you know about this, Riggins?
No.
So my husband, sweet Kyle, was watching the Masters at the club at our clubhouse. And decided to invite some friends over for dinner and not tell me.
Ooh.
I was livid, to say the least. So he calls me. He's like, hey, they're coming over in 30 minutes. I realize I probably shouldn't have done this, but I'm just like, yeah, you think? So I'm scrounging around for stuff to make because, you know, I don't really make dinner a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a homemade lasagna, very nice. It looked great. I put it in the oven. Shut the oven door. I turn around and not 2 seconds later, power went out. And I went, you got to be kidding me. And I mean, it stayed off for 45 minutes.
So what did you end up eating?
So I made a salad and untoasted garlic toast. And I took it in there and was like, who wants like an Olive Garden salad and breadstick meal? But we ended up, it came back on. We ended up eating later. But
was it all dudes or their wives too?
Oh, no. Wives too.
So he threw an impromptu dinner party.
Yes.
While he was down there watching the golf tournament with the bros at the clubhouse.
Yes.
And then said, oh, by the way, in 30 minutes there. Y'all couldn't have just ordered pizza or something?
Well, let me tell you what. I was putting an Uber Eats order in, and it was up to like $250. I'm like, I'm just going to roast his credit card right now. Because you know what? He made me so mad. He knows better now. Knows better. Because it's a lot of work. I have to clean up all the kids' stuff. And
sure.
I mean, toy minions are on the floor. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
And so anyway, but I...
That's what Lindsay calls her domestic staff. Minions.
Yeah. My minions.
But I immediately, when the power goes out, I don't know if y'all are like this, I contact my neighbors to make sure everyone's power's out, and we just didn't not pay the power bill for any reason. So, but no, it was fine. But of course, the one time I cook and have people over.
Oh, but I mean, what were you supposed to do in 30 minutes to throw together a meal and everything from scratch?
Thank you. Thank
Whoa.
You.
I mean, I get it. He knows now and he won't do that anymore. But still, I'm just saying, since I'm the one that cooks for all dinner parties, I can't imagine. I would have just said, well, we're ordering pizza. I mean, I'm not going to get in here and try to throw together something in 30 minutes from scratch.
Right. And I think I had maybe mentioned making lasagna, but it wasn't like a dead set thing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened. He had a few beers.
Sure. Okay. That's what I'm figuring.
Yeah.
Of course. It's Masters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
what it is.
But so you already had the ingredients and everything because you just didn't feel like doing it on a Saturday night on the spur of the moment with minions all over your floor.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Got Spidey coming out of the sink. Like, what are we doing here? I had to clean up. I was sweating.
Those judgmental ladies in that neighborhood coming over, they should know better too. Like, we're not going to put her out like that, showing up uninvited.
Yeah.
They should know better.
I know, but
they
didn't.
That's what you get, though. A bunch of golf hooligans. They don't know how to act. Golf people do not know how to act.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico Socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico Socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico Socks order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. I think what happened was yesterday when we made the big announcement about the Celebration that's coming up, I was too focused on the details that I couldn't give and forgot to give the most important detail of the whole thing. All right, so we went over yesterday. We're finally able to do something in Ace's honor that I think, well, it's not exactly what he would have wanted because there won't be, loops of fire and wrestlers and all of that kind of stuff. But something that, where we're going to, pay tribute to Ace publicly in person. And we'll call it Celebration, and it's June 14th, Saturday, June 14th. So what the main goal yesterday was is to get as many people to sign up for TJ Riggins Prime and Prime Plus, because part of the deal of that is that you members of that subscribers get information on tickets and things like that to events and all before anybody else. So I wanted everybody to have as much of a chance as possible. But I forgot to mention that the most important thing is that it's a big fundraiser for Peyton's Promise. So that, might've been important. I get it. I'm like Lindsay's husband, Kyle. Now I understand now that was wrong.
In retrospect, it was a mistake.
So I didn't even think about it until you left yesterday, Riggins, and I'm sitting here in the office by myself and I went, did I even say that this was I didn't. No, I just act like, hey, we're getting together for a party.
Yeah.
For Ace. But yeah, and Peyton's Promise is our charity, and it's named after Ace's daughter who was killed in a car wreck. And obviously very near to his heart. So big party in Ace's honor. Celebration is what it's called. Raising money for Peyton's Promise. Saturday, June 14th.
All the details.
Prime and Prime Plus get the information first on the tickets. And I'm afraid that they're going to be gone so fast that if you're not a subscriber, then you might miss it. And Prime doesn't cost anything. And Prime Plus is just $4.99 a month?
Yeah.
And you get all kinds of other benefits with that too. So it's worth it. Not just for the, getting the advanced information on the tickets, but that's a big plus. All right. Anything else, Riggins, that I can? Jeez. I mean, I thought you were supposed to be my spotter.
Well, I am. I'm spotting you. Yeah.
What does our manager, Adam, call it? My backup.
My backup.
You're my backup. And Lindsay, you're the backup to the backup. And right. Rob's the backup to everything.
Right.
Right.
It's lots of backups.
It's a new system I'm introducing.
I'm president of the backup department.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't have to tell you, head of the backup department. Uh-huh. You're right. You don't have to tell me. I wish you didn't. Yeah, I think you covered it all.
I'm the assistant to the assistant backup director.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm not even a department head in the backup department.
No.
I'm a laborer in that.
I need you to handle TJ. I said, no, it's handle TJ in 50 plus years. Yeah. I got news for you.
Handle me.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
Get the latest extra funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Katy Perry went to space with Gayle King and Lauren Sanchez. It was a big story yesterday. They spent about 11 minutes in space, and the reactions on the internet were hysterical. Yeah. They were so funny. Katy Perry got, as soon as she left the capsule after it landed, she got down and kissed the ground, and everybody was like, girl, you spent 4 minutes in space. Why are you kissing the ground? Yeah. Kissing the dirt. Yeah. Wendy's responded to the story on Twitter or on X. They said, can she go back? Like, just slamming Katy
Wendy's.
Wendy's? Wow. Wendy's Burgers. Can we send her back is what they wrote.
Wow.
People are just like going nuts.
Okay, so it's an all-female crew.
Yeah.
And you know what my wife, the big feminist, found so great about the whole thing?
What?
What she enjoyed the most about it was when Jeff Bezos tripped and fell outside the capsule.
Yeah.
she loves when adults fall.
Yeah.
I mean, he stepped in a big hole. And he stepped in a hole. Yeah. Could have hurt him.
Yeah. He's such a nerd.
By the way, I was being super sarcastic about my wife being a feminist.
That's what I was laughing about.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Jeff Bezos steps in a huge hole, face plants. Oh, that was funny.
I bet that is funny.
Yeah. They're all well made. I mean, they all have their hair done and their makeup is done.
Did they, when they landed, did they pull out mirrors and fix their makeup and their hair? I don't blame them if they did. Yeah. I'm just wondering, that's something that they probably won't report.
Right.
But I would have checked myself before I walked out in front of all those cameras too. So I wonder if they would not say that because it was all women. They're scared it would be a stereotype kind of thing.
Yeah. No, they were definitely, they had glam teams go and treat them up before they went up in space. No doubt.
Was Katy Perry's hair the blackest it's ever been? I mean, it was just jet black, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was just dyed, I think.
Yeah.
But she looks good.
Like, I mean, that hair looked like she said she was worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her preference. You know what I'm saying? OTC. I'm kidding. She looks great.
She revealed her concert set list while in space. I'm the first person to was like, oh, dear.
Oh, you're saying
that it was a promotion?
Wait a minute.
Are you saying she used that as a promotion?
I don't want to say anything like that, but it seems that way.
Yeah.
Did Gayle plug her morning show on CBS and all that?
Gayle looked like she was about to pee on herself. Yeah. She looked so upset that she was having to go up into space.
And I saw Okra was crying, wasn't she?
Okra was crying.
Because you know why? Because Okra's like, I'm finna upstage Gayle again. Mm-hmm. She's like, I can't let the attention just be on Gayle. I'm going to sit here and weep.
I got to do something here.
So I can get the attention.
Yeah. The responses were just so funny. But, you know, Lauren Sanchez is fighting back. Yeah, absolutely. They're upset with some of the coverage, but that is to be expected. You're going to get criticized.
Well, you know what, Lauren Sanchez? We were upset with the lack of coverage with your outfit at the inauguration.
Truth.
How about that?
No truer words.
She's quite the stunner.
That's her name, right? Lauren Sanchez.
Yeah. And then today is tax day. Whenever tax day rolls around, you know who I think of all the time?
Ace.
Tax day was like his, I don't know. It was the worst day of the year for him. He just stressed about it so much.
Yeah, it was like a person who's scared of heights being on top of the Empire State Building with no harness.
Yes.
I mean, but why on tax? Because they should be.
Because he was running to the end and filing extensions and
every year. Like that. I file extensions every year. I'm like, do you have that complicated? Who am I? Who are you? Just fun, but do your taxes.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ, I just sort of have a general question for you. Because people are already starting to hype up Mother's Day. Get your Mother's Day stuff. Get your Mother's Day. Mother's Day is in about a month from now.
Right.
Roughly. And I saw a Mother's Day commercial starting maybe 2 weeks ago or so. Mm-hmm. So now we're at over a month of sort of reminding you that it's Mother's Day is coming up. Will Mother's Day eclipse Christmas at some point? Do mothers have so much power in the eyes of society that they will eventually get bigger than Christmas?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think that there is as much money to be made for the companies at Mother's Day than there is at Christmas.
Okay. So I did do some research this morning. I went and found out Americans on average spend about $933 billion in the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. Mother's Day is at $33 billion.
Yeah.
So a far, 33 compared to 900. But Mother's Day is tracking faster than Christmas is currently. In the last 10 years, people are incrementally spending more on Mother's Day than they are for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So it's moving quicker.
Right.
I agree with you. It probably won't get bigger than Christmas, but it's getting huge. It's getting massive.
But if you changed it to unwed Mother's Day, then it would take off and be celebrated more than Christmas next year.
Takes 1 year for that to become bigger than Christmas.
Yeah.
That'd be something.
Because the media would take it over and yes, unwed Mother's Day. They're the most brave in our society. Mm-hmm. And we,
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Never mind.
Yeah. I got you.
I wonder what Father's Day brings in.
$5.69.
Yeah.
$5.69 on average.
I thought you were going to say $569. No, okay, no, $5. Got it.
It's all buck. About $5. Yeah, I didn't even look up the Father's Day numbers, but I know for a fact they pale in comparison to Mother's Day. I think they should. Yeah, I agree with you.
Right.
What do you do for Mother's Day for your wife, TJ?
I'll usually cook something that she wants and I'll get her a little something. She's not big on gifts. Like, she doesn't want me to buy her gifts. Like, she wants those children to buy her all kinds of stuff.
It is Mother's Day. She's not your mother. You shouldn't bear the full brunt of it.
Yeah. But I mean, I give her some stuff, but I mean, she's every day with me is a celebrated day for her.
That's so true.
You know?
Love that. Love that.
It's like she could be showered with cards every day.
Yeah.
Because that's just, I mean, I am a personal greeting card.
Yeah.
Constantly. I can hear her now. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah. Uh-huh. Does Kyle help your kids do a nice Mother's Day for you, Lindsay?
Yeah. It's always really cute.
What do they do?
They've made me breakfast, dinner, we've done all the things. But my birthday's so close to Mother's Day that sometimes he lumps in a gift. He's like, now this is for Mother's Day too.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You got expensive taste, maybe.
Yeah, maybe so. Can't help it.
But in honor of Mother's Day, they're doing something pretty cool at Lily and Grace Boutique in Langtree here in our area on May 8th. We're all going to be at Lily and Grace and celebrating.
And they're going to have amazing deals in the store. So that's your time to get stuff.
Yeah. I didn't know we all were going to gonna be there.
I don't know.
I don't hang out at chick places where chicks aren't wanting to be picked up.
It does smell really nice in there.
It looks like it smells nice.
It's just, I want to live there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, y'all get back to me on how that went.
All right.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. got a couple of details about my quest that I'm on coming up in a few minutes. I got personal tribulations. Mm. I don't know if it'd be more trial or tribulation. I'm not quite sure, but it's something that it's an annoyance in my life. Mm. Other than you two yahoos.
Yeah.
The backups to the backups.
Mm-hmm. So there's an article on the foxnews.com about this Maine who has been married to his wife for several years. And it's gotten to the point where he will not ride in a car with her because she's such a bad backseat driver, like telling him every move to make while he's driving and don't do, well, you know how backseat drivers are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said it's gotten so bad that he won't ride with her. He won't, they have to go separately wherever they're going.
Oh gosh.
And it's understandable. Yeah. I get it. If somebody's that big of a, you know, cause it's not safe to have somebody in the car with you yelling, stop, whoa, watch out.
Yeah.
You
know.
Yeah. It's not safe, Jody.
Right.
And me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not that bad.
But here's the thing. A lot of people chalk it up to, okay, well, the backseat driver is just scared or anxious or controlling or those sorts of things. But I think it's deeper than that. I think if you have a spouse who sits in the passenger seat and tells you every move to make and moans and gasps and does all of that stuff while you're driving, it is, let's say it's the wife, then the wife has no confidence in you to complete this task of getting to and fro. The man takes it as the woman thinks that he's stupid. I drive all the time without you in the car. I'm perfectly fine. Maybe even says, you're the one with the tickets on your record, not me. Things like that. Mm-hmm. But it comes down to the fact that the wife doesn't think the husband is smart enough to get to the place safely by being in control of the car. Whether that's the case or not, that's what he thinks. And it probably is the case. So ask yourself this question. If you are in a car with one of your friends and your friend is driving, are you as bad of a vocal backseat driver as you are when your husband's driving? Mm-mm. So if you're not, then that just is a personal thing to him that you think he's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you have it.
Bloop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's stupid.
Well, maybe it's that, like, I'm not as comfortable telling a friend, but I'm comfortable, obviously, telling my husband.
Yeah. So okay. You're perfectly comfortable upsetting your husband and making mm-hmm. him think that the woman that he wants to impress more than anybody in the world thinks he's an idiot and mm-hmm. can't drive,
yeah.
you know, what an average 16-year-old can do in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd rather have him feel that than one of your girlfriends think, oh, yeah. Lindsay's being a bee today.
Yeah, right.
Okay, exactly. Well, as long as we know where we stand,
yeah.
it's fine.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
No. Okay, so yesterday I was talking about how I got to go get the real ID because I have to fly very soon. As the old gospel song goes, soon and very soon. Soon and very soon. So this real ID thing kicks in less than a month, and I got to have it by the time I fly in 3 weeks.
Mm.
Nobody has appointments at the DMV available and so forth and so on. So a lot of people, thank you very much for sending the DIMs yesterday about, you know, giving me some hints as to what I could try that might, I'm not trying to break the rules, but just, you know, trying to get some, maybe some inside information about a DMV here or there that could be faster than others or whatnot. So today, as soon as we are finished with L show, I have packed a lunch.
Yeah.
I got a ham sandwich. I got a peanut butter sandwich. Mm-hmm. I got some chips and some crackers and two bottles of water.
Because you never know.
Yeah, I'm going to be camped out at the dang DMV. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a tent?
The DDMV. DMV.
Yeah. I feel confident, though, the one you're going to is going to be real quick.
Holy cow.
But if it's not.
Yeah, you're ready.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Well, you have to be prepared.
Oh, wait. And I even have a different shirt in case this one gets a little, when the temperature gets up in the day, if I'm having to wait outside.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to have a cooler shirt to change into.
You thought of everything.
Like you're going to Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Never know, man. Week.
I'm proud of you.
You're going to the DMV. Oh, my God.
With the North Face backpack. Yeah. I'm ready.
Get your canteen, a little yeah. sippy straw.
Yeah.
Your Camelback. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What an ordeal.
And two portable phone chargers.
Oh. Just in case. Well, because you never know.
Does Jody think you're just being, you're ridiculous?
No.
She understands. Mm.
She knows they're treacherous.
Yeah. She's worried. She's like, are you sure I'm okay? I can fly. Like, yeah, your passport hasn't expired. Mine expired. That's why I can't go.
Right.
Whoa.
And I'm not even figuring on today being a success. I've already got a plan for what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Something different if I don't get in today.
Yeah. A contingency plan.
And I won't complain because, you know, what is there to complain about? I mean,
you got to do it.
Not going to help anything to complain. And people that work at the DMV are notoriously jerks and antisocial and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not letting that get to me today. My goal is if I get up there to talk to somebody, I am going to break their mean spirit and have them joyful by the time I leave.
I love that.
I love this new you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just for today. Until I get that license, then it's back to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the real me.
God forbid you don't get that license. And then it's
I'm going to be fine with it because, like I said, I've already prepared myself that this is the situation.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be really smooth. You're going to be joyful. You're going to bring joy into their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So speak it.
Speak it.
Speak on it.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, once if I get inside the building, then, you know, my aura will follow me to brighten everybody's day.
I can't wait.
That's the way it works. So we'll keep you updated on the social medias, probably.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
San Diego, the top trending topic today. Yesterday afternoon, they experienced a 5.2 magnitude earthquake.
Yeah.
And something really interesting happened at the San Diego Zoo. The elephants felt the earthquake and they formed what zoologists call an alert circle where they protect their young. So these elephants instinctively built a perfect circle with the baby in the middle. There's five of them, and they're all facing the outward direction to just kind of protect the young one. It was kind of crazy to see.
I love that.
Elephants are intelligent creatures.
I think so.
But, you know, when I saw that, I guess it was about, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, maybe longer than that, that my family and I went to San Diego and Los Angeles for vacation. We went to the San Diego Zoo and I couldn't help but think about that could have been me. I've been there.
Yeah.
That could have been me in that earthquake.
Dodged a bullet.
Really did. God. Could have been me.
Love it when people do that.
8 years ago. Yeah.
Can't find any slight connection that could have been them there in the danger.
I was just there 7 years ago.
Oh my gosh. I saw those very elephants.
They were still there. The FDA is trending today. They are urging people to beware of offline or online Ozempic prescriptions. They say they have found counterfeit Ozempic in the U.S. supply chain. People buying them not from doctors and getting prescriptions, but buying them from sketchy online sources. So there's an investigation underway whether or not these are actual Ozempic shots that have been rebranded.
Or if they're Ozempic.
Yeah. Is it
Ozempic?
I'd even take the faux at this point.
Bring it on.
But you know, it's a pretty good sign that if you can, in the same order, get Ozempic, quote unquote, real vanilla, and quote unquote, real Coke, you may want to you know, stop and reevaluate.
Right.
Totally agree.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if the Ozempic is, I don't know, a nickel for a month's supply, mm-hmm. it's probably, you know, like a melted drywall or something.
Yeah.
Not good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And perfect timing with these fake Ozempic shots out there. Red Robin is introducing a bottomless burger pass. Starting on April 17th, you can buy a bottomless burger pass for $20, which gets you one gourmet burger with bottomless sides every day in May.
Who's going to get that we know?
I have an idea. Well,
I don't know. What, is it like a for low-carb people?
What do you mean?
If it doesn't have a bottom on it, it's just got the top bun.
Yes, but that's a pretty good deal. Yeah. $20, that'll cost just one burger and fries. Well, if you get it on Uber Eats, it's going to cost you more than $20. So yeah. I'd imagine these are going to be very limited, but mm-hmm. April 17th, starting at 9 a.m.
Rob, you going to get that?
No.
You love Red Robin.
Yeah.
I don't eat out very much anymore.
Oh, good for you.
Look at you.
It's not as fun.
Yeah.
You're not as fun talking to him about it.
But I don't think they should call anything bottomless.
Why not?
This doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Call it all you can eat. Call it unlimited. Call it something else. Bottomless. Because there's no way you can have bottomless fries because they have to bring them to you in a container. That's true. If it's bottomless, they wouldn't be able to carry it. They'd be just dropping them all over the floor.
That's true.
It does have a bottom.
I guess your big fancy ad agency didn't think about that, did they? Red Robin.
Mm-hmm. Yum. So maybe they'll work on the title for next year, but hopefully. We'll see.
If they want my business, they will.
Right. There's a wedding that has gone horribly wrong. I'll tell you about it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
If you watch on the video, make sure you go check, watch me try to adjust my hat every time we come back on and realize I'm not wearing a hat today. It's just sort of a... Yeah. It's a very weird thing.
It's pretty hair day for Riggins.
Yeah. There is a wedding that's gone terribly wrong. A 20-year-old Indian man just got married 9 days ago. But today was his original wedding date. He had fallen in love with this other 20-year-old woman. They're both really good looking. And today was supposed to be their official wedding. But he got married 9 days ago because he ended up marrying his bride-to-be's mother.
Nice.
No, not
so nice.
His future mother-in-law-to-be is now his wife, and mom is no longer talking to daughter, obviously.
Oh, my God.
And daughter can't get into contact with mom or what was to be her husband.
What a tramp.
You know, that's getting more and more popular.
Is it really?
Yeah, the son-in-law and mother-in-law being a couple.
Where have, is it, how do you know this is on TV?
I saw years ago that it was becoming a growing trend on the internets. Now I don't remember where exactly, but I saw that, you know, it was, and then we get those reports at the end of the year that say, you know, things that are trends of the past year and all that. And every year I see that on there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Sounds so. Yeah.
Men's falling for their hot mothers-in-law.
Cringy.
I started that years ago, though, by the way. You know that.
That is true.
I've always been in love with my mother-in-law.
That's true.
Right. That's right.
Not that it matters, but what was the age? Does it say?
He's 20. The bride-to-be was 20, but her mom was 40.
Okay.
So she's a young woman still.
And it's in India?
This is in India, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like me marrying my 20-year-old daughter's fiance.
Yeah. And breaking a marriage arrangement, like a religious arrangement of marriage.
I think so.
Okay, but how hot was he? Okay. kidding.
But he had told his dad he was going to go out to, this was last Sunday. He said he told his dad he was going to go get some wedding clothes. That was the last time the dad had heard from him. And apparently they just bounced and he went and picked her up. And there's no word on how long they had been having an affair. I can't imagine mm-hmm. this was spur of the moment. Like, hey, you know what? Let's just get married instead.
Yeah. He went to get some wedding clothes off of his mother-in-law.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no.
She said they're talking to the bride-to-be now. Left at the altar, and she said, he and my mother used to talk on the phone a lot, especially over the past 3 to 4 months. Mm. And now I'm starting to piece it all together. It's like, now?
Now.
But I mean, who would even consider that? If in a normal situation? I mean, how hard would that be to even put together if you're thinking, what are the odds that my mother and my soon-to-be husband are going to run off together?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're saying it's so far-fetched. Yeah, why would she be suspicious?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's a woman coworker or something that he's talking to on the phone every day for 3 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you feel like the only woman you can really trust in your life is your mom, and then that happens.
She turns on you after 20 years.
Yeah. You better be checking up on Kyle and Carol.
Yeah, that sounds good together.
Kyle and Carol. Kind of sounds cute together.
Kyle and Carol. KC, baby.
That's gross.
Miss Carol, hey, Kyle.
They do talk on the phone, so let me look into this.
Yeah, and it's not about babysitting.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay. One of the things that I've always said that I would love to be is one of those private detectives that follows people who are collecting insurance money or workman's comp and stuff, and determine whether or not they're faking.
Yeah.
You know, like people with a back injury and they can't work, so they're getting all this money sent to them, but the private eye goes out and sees them taking a big bag of shingles up to their roof and re-roofing their house. This one happened in Spain. And a woman was working at a supermarket. And you got to realize the Spain working rules and all of that are different than ours. But she was at a supermarket working. She got attacked by an angry customer. And the post-traumatic stress disorder from that left her a mute. She couldn't speak. She's a mute, so she couldn't do her job. So she's been getting money from the insurance company because that fell under the business's insurance rather than, a government thing. So they started, after 16 years, suspecting that she may not be actually mute. And basically the private investigator mic'd himself up after watching her talk to all the parents outside the school and everything, and walked past her and said, excuse me, can you tell me where the department store is? He said it in Spanish, of course, because that's where they are, Spain. And he spoke the most beautiful Spanish that he's ever heard, telling him exactly how to get to the thing. So,
shut up.
Yeah, oh, no.
Busted.
Yikes.
So now they're trying to determine what kind of fine that she has to pay. And then, of course, the insurance company now is suing her for all of the money that they've given her over these 16 years.
Oh, that's going to hurt.
Because it's stealing. It's insurance fraud. I mean, that's bad business.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what language you speak.
Yeah.
Fraud is a universal word.
That's right.
That would be a cool job, though. I could see you doing it, like staking out the place.
Up a conversation. I mean, how easy would that be? I mean, the lady's faking that she can't speak.
Yeah.
But you see her outside of school just chatting it up and laughing with all the other moms. And all you got to do is just turn your iPhone on record and then just run into it and go, hey, tell me where this is.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it probably was nice, though, if she could ever say, I don't have to talk to these people. Because I can pretend to be me.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, we got another one of these cases of some freak losing his mind and stripping down naked and running all over the place.
Ugh.
You know, there's so many people just looking for any excuse to live out their fetish in front of everybody. It's just unbelievable. So this is a 38-year-old guy got fully naked at Disneyland Saturday night. He got up onto a building, started running around the awning. Let's see. It's the restaurant, the Princess and Frog restaurant, because he was in New Orleans Square. I guess they have that at Disneyland. They don't have it at Disney World, I don't think. They got it at Disneyland.
Yeah.
So a bunch of parents and kids got full view of him. And they said he was running around on side streets, climbed a tree at one point. According to the police, he was on drugs. Look, if you got a situation like this, I think it should be not just okay, but I think it should be policy of the police to shoot him with a tranquilizer dart, like a rhino in the jungle wherever rhinos are.
Yeah.
In the jungle.
Like in the safari. Yeah. I like that.
Uh-huh. In the Serengeti.
Because they're around kids. I mean, you choose to do it.
Well, yeah, anybody, but mainly kids, yeah. And very little mercy should be shown in that situation.
Yeah. Or castrated. Oh, now we're getting...
But you can't tell me it's just because of these people getting out of their head on drugs that we see so many cases where people just stripping down naked when they go. I'm telling you, it's got to be a fetish that they're acting out. And if I'm thinking, okay, where could I act out my fetish? Disney. You're a special kind of twisted person.
Yeah.
Maybe try to get around as many kids as possible.
Right.
It's New Orleans. I thought we was here to party. Can't get naked.
This ain't the New Orleans I grew up in.
Yeah, I'm totally on board with you. I think, you got to handle it and do it quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If he's on the roof, so what? He falls.
Yeah.
He falls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shouldn't have been naked in front of children.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Put your clothes on.
Yeah, I mean,
what kind of drugs make you take your clothes off? I don't know. I've done a lot of drugs in my life. Yeah. Not one of them has made me want to take my clothes off.
You know what I want to do? Get naked.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's got to be something else in there, and they use the drugs as an excuse.
I don't know.
Either way, he should be dealt with heavy-handedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right, so a new product is coming. Jell-O is making their first plant-based product. It is oat milk chocolate Jell-O pudding. You like the Jell-O pudding if it's made with oat milk?
And then you got the vegans.
And now the vegans, everybody can eat it, even though Lactose Intolerance Awareness Month is actually in February. Why are you laughing? Lactose Intolerance Awareness Month is in February, but they're a little bit late to the party, but a lot of people can't. Some people can't have regular milk, so oat milk, Jell-O pudding.
So that's going to be in the refrigerator section, obviously.
I didn't think about that, really. Are snack packs Jell-O? Or is that a different brand?
Different brand.
That's not a Jell-O. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, and those are on the shelf.
Those are on the shelf. Okay. Which is always sketchy to me.
Yeah, but, okay, I get it. There are people who are lactose intolerant, not making fun of them or anything.
No.
Good that they have stuff that they can use as a substitute.
Yeah.
But what in the world is Lactose Intolerance Awareness Month? What is that for?
Making you aware that some people are lactose intolerant, I guess.
Listen, if you are over... 2.5 years old, and you don't know that some people are lactose intolerant, then you are probably not, fit to be out in society in U.S. America, because we're hit over the head with lactose intolerance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And have been since the 80s.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do?
For a month.
What are we supposed to do for the whole month?
Yeah.
Are we supposed to volunteer to stand out by, the grocery store entrance and hand out paraphernalia about lactose intolerance?
Yeah.
It says you're supposed to provide support to those who experience it, diarrhea and things.
Support?
Yeah. It can cause symptoms like bloating, gas, and diarrhea. So you're there to provide support for those people.
Oh, okay. Well, if those people are in my house or my family, then I will. I'm not just going to go over to some stranger's house and go, hey, I heard you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
And if you're lactose intolerant, wouldn't you... No, not to do things. Eat the stuff that makes you feel that way.
Yeah, like you're aware.
Yeah.
Why do we need to? Yeah, this is stupid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hand out Pepto.
But now they can eat pudding.
Now they can eat pudding, I guess, is the grand takeaway from it.
I'm great with that. Yeah, good for them. Goodness. Yeah, I'll support them in that. Eating pudding.
More next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So my mom calls me yesterday and she goes, I got to tell you, I was watching the show the other day on YouTube and you wore a blue sweatshirt. And I just got to say, it made your beautiful blue eyes shine so brightly. You look so good. And I said, Mom, how long have we been knowing each other? And she said, well, you're 37. I said, yeah. I said, Mom, I don't have blue eyes. I got doo-doo brown, downtown dookie brown eyes, and I've had brown eyes my entire life. And she, there's this long pause. And she said, yeah, you know what? I guess you do. You guess I do. What are you talking about? You guess I do?
I love that.
Why would I lie about that, number one? And how do you not know that?
I will say, I the eye thing, okay, but I know what she's saying. It made you like glow.
Okay, really? Yeah.
I was again, glowing. A pop. Yeah, but I get that she doesn't know your eye color.
The proper way to say that was, you know what? For if some strange reason, it made your eyes look blue.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Because
I know that they're brown.
Yeah.
And for what are they? Like I was wearing a shirt one day, and Lindsay said it made my eyes look blue.
Yeah,
but my eyes are green.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something different. Like, well, it made your eyes look blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Like,
you know, but she thinking that your eyes are. Do either one of your brothers have blue eyes?
No.
Nobody in your family does, do they?
No, everyone's got dark feature, dark hair, brown eyes. Strange. It's just all the same. And what's crazy about it is that every year on my birthday, she calls me without fail, doesn't say hello, doesn't say happy birthday. This is the caller. I pick up and I go, hello. And she goes, have I ever told you about the day you were born?
It was
a Thursday. It was raining. I was walking around this mall. I really wanted a hot dog. I was wearing a pink and white striped shirt. I mean, she knows every detail about the day I was born 37 years ago. Mm-hmm. But she thinks my eyes are blue. I don't know, Mom. I don't know.
Something's not checking out.
Yeah, if you keep talking like this, we're going to have to really do something about it, like put you somewhere.
Yeah.
Does she do the same thing to your brothers on their birthday?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Probably she and her baby have.
Maybe.
Her baby boy.
Well, she made one mistake in 37 years. I mean, we'll let it go.
That's like Ace used to say his dad would always call him on May 23rd and wish him a happy birthday. And his birthday is the 24th.
Oops.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
And then she wanted to know my thoughts about the Easter menu. She is this okay to have for Easter? And I said, well, I don't know. You got to check with my brother. You know, he's a very picky eater. I love throwing that phrase around with him because he gets so annoyed by it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to have a great time for Easter. But, Mom, get it together. I don't know what we're going to do with you.
Yeah.
Ginkgo biloba.
You and your blue eyes are going over there for Easter. Yeah.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. You like Sinatra, old blue eyes.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.